When thinking of some of the amazing organizations to come out of the UAE, one of the most original is the recent Ramadan Fridges initiative. A friend recommended me to speak with Kelly Harvard, a busy working mother who manages to carve out the incredible delivery of food every night of Ramadan with her neighbors. Hi, I'm Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR of One from Omea FM. If you've lived in Dubai for a couple of years, you've seen this lovely community initiative which reaches a crescendo during Ramadan. With coordination usually done by neighborhood, residents donate food by dropping it off at one of the Ramadan fridges set up all over the city. But how do you get started? And what can the long-term effects in a community be after participating? For Kelly, setting up a fridge for her community in Jumeirah 1 was a way to give back to the city she's called home for 11 years.
I came for a career, I came for a job, I've started my own business, I met my husband here, I had my daughter here, so Dubai and the UAE has been so good to us, and we thought this is our way of doing something for Dubai. It was set up by two ladies, not by myself, Fikra Yell and Sumaya Saeed. They had this brilliantly simple idea, like a lot of great ideas are simple, to pop a fridge outside their house during Ramadan, fill it with water, fill it with juices, fill it with food, and just let people take what they needed. So it's a really beautiful, simple idea. And it has been going, I think, for about 4 or 5 years now. We come to kind of expect it each year, which is really nice because people anticipate it and they look forward to it.
Walk me through the steps, like the really nitty gritty. We have one in our neighborhood and I didn't even think, who purchases this fridge?
The group is fantastic. They are there in terms of sort of support for you. There's a huge Facebook group with something like 27,000-30,000 people. If you want to get involved, it's as simple as you have to find your fridge. No one gives you a fridge. No one gives you anything because it's a charity. So we went right back to basics. We went on to our network of friends, colleagues, and we said, has anyone got a fridge? We found a fridge for free, which was amazing. So right from the start, someone said, I've got a fridge. Lots of people are selling fridges, right? But we were like, every dirham we spend on a fridge is less that we can put into the fridge. Yeah. So you fill in a form because it's all registered with the Red Crescent, as I said. So you just fill in a couple of forms and sign it, send it back to them. You are then registered as a fridge manager, which is terribly exciting.
Do you have a business card?
Oh, I should. That would be such a fantastic fridge job
manager.
Title. So you get registered, you send your GPS coordinates, and then you're on the map. And the map is really important because if you're a man on the street, woman on the street, and you're like, I want to help, where do I find the fridge? Well, you go straight to Google Maps, and they're all there, and they're kind of segmented by different parts of the city, so you can see straight away. It's really important to get on the map, and I would urge anybody who wants to get involved, always check where the fridges are in your area first, because if there already is one, it's a lot easier to support one than it is to start one that's then empty.
And it's growing each year.
It's growing each year. I think there was something like 200 fridges last year. I mean, it's nuts how fast it grew.
As soon as it was done, I can remember this. It was just like, why didn't anyone think of this before?
It's so beautiful. I mean, talk about restoring your faith in human nature. And I say this over and over again when I talk about our fridge. I mean, it was a fridge. It's technically a square of plastic that keeps things cold. But they're so much more than fridges. There's magic in them. You know, it brought people together and in so many different ways. And yeah, it's absolutely amazing initiative. And I don't know anywhere else in the world where this would happen and where it would grow so fast. I mean, we're a fast moving city. Dubai is ambitious. And people here are kind. We discovered how kind people are.
During Ramadan, I think even whatever your belief or faith is, you kind of are just, you're in that mindset. In the past year, I guess, do you have a favorite memory from your fridge manager?
We have so many great memories from the fridge. The first thing is that we got to meet the people that were building the city. So at the very beginning, we popped the fridge outside the house and we were all full of the joys of spring and we were popping bits of water in it and juices. Within about 3 days, this had massively snowballed, and our area, because it has so much passing traffic and people in it, we were getting 200-400 people a night at iftar at our fridge. So we realised very quickly that we had to have a completely different strategy. So putting things in the fridge wasn't enough. We started making iftar packs, and we would do this sort of in the evenings after work, in the mornings before work, as a community, as neighbours. And at 5 o'clock every day, we all opened our doors and we went outside with the food. And to meet these people sort of face to face and to smile at them and to make eye contact and say thank you and shake them by the hand where it was culturally appropriate was just amazing. So first of all, meeting people was just...
And your neighbors. I think sometimes we get a little bit closed off here. And I know Jumeirah is maybe a little bit different, but to just say, I want to help, and it's so easy to do so. And then, oh, there's my neighbor doing this, and there's the next neighbor. And suddenly you've got a whole street of people that are putting together food.
Yeah, that was definitely the one of the most amazing things. So because we realized we needed help, we asked for it. So we made a little flyer. I mean, really simple. We're talking back to basics marketing here. We made a little flyer and we put some words on it. And my husband and my five-year-old daughter went and knocked on every single gate and every single door of every single house and every single villa within like a half a kilometer radius. And they knocked on the door and they said, this is who we are. Hello. It helps if you have a small involves some child labor. And we said, this is what we're doing. And we would love it if you would help us. So night after night and day after day, our doorbell rang and people turned up with food. And they did it all throughout the day and the night, like I said. And then actually at iftar, it was nuts. Cars would be pulling up. People would be delivering stuff. We all became friends. The whole street, our whole row of villas, the neighbours across from us, and we're all different nationalities, speaking different different languages, different backgrounds, different cultures, and we just all came together and we stood. I mean, Ramadan was May last year, May, June. It'll be May again.
Fully May, yeah.
It's pretty hot. And we all stood outside for hours, you know, night after night. I had drops of sweat off the end of my nose, off the backs of my hands, from places I didn't even know sweated. And in between the moments of giving out the food, we were just talking, right? Because we're all human beings. And some people were fasting. I mean, God bless our neighbours, they were fasting. We'd be chatting about, I know, how we met our husbands or raising children. What's our stories? Because everyone's got such an interesting story in the UAE about where they've come from and their backgrounds. And so there was just this amazing energy. One memory, which is really, really clear and which was just amazing, was on the last day of Ramadan, we decided we would give like an extra push before Eid. So we had some amazing partners, Atkins, the building company, they came and helped us. Fruitful Day, which is an amazing client of mine, fruit delivery service, they came and helped. Creative Zone, who we license our business through, they came and helped. And we gave out about 1,000 packs on the last day with toothbrushes and all these other toiletries. And when it was all packed up and we went back into the house, we were like, okay, that's it. We've done it. We did 30 days. Sat down on the couch, dripping in sweat, looking deeply attractive. The doorbell rang. So we were like, okay, this is a bit strange. And we went outside and one of the delivery guys that had come every single night, we got to know all these guys. We saw the same people every night. Saeed from Burger King came and rang the doorbell and he had actually bought us food from Burger King that he'd bought with his own money. And he just said, I just want to say thank you. I've bought a meal for you because you fed us for the month. Well, I mean, I just went to pieces. My husband, who is from Yorkshire, was even visibly moved. So it was just such a beautiful moment that, you know, food brings people together and the act of sharing a meal is a really beautiful thing. And, you know, the fact that we'd got to know these people and then they wanted to say thank you as well. So I've got lists and lists of memories. And then it's left a legacy as well. So beyond the fridge, we've all remained friends. Our children play together. It's all become a real community because of this plastic fridge, right? So it's just gone on so much more than what it was.
We'll be back in a bit to find out how you can get involved this Ramadan.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know about this other show we've been doing. It's an Amaya FM original called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's entrepreneurs and pioneers and the stories behind the ideas that they've brought to life. You can find out more, check out our episodes, and even subscribe in this very player, or you can look us up on the web by visiting talesofthe.trade.
Welcome back. You're listening to CSR of One with Kelly Harvard. With Ramadan beginning soon, we wanted to find out what other ways one could get involved with the Ramadan Fridge initiative.
We've all learned so much from last year, and I think, yeah, the main message for us is we need to start earlier because the sheer demand, I think we fed about 10,000 people, which was way beyond our wildest dreams. So from our side, we're going to start getting ready a little bit earlier. You know, just simple things. When you're in Union Co-op or Spinneys or wherever you do your shopping, just buy an extra packet of biscuits, buy an extra packet of noodles, buy some extra water bottles, just pop them in the garage, pop them in the downstairs toilet, pop them wherever you can, and just start thinking about your fridge. Have a look at the map from last year. It's very likely that the same fridges will pop up again because they do tend to. They're in pretty much every single residential community. There's also some that are near hotels or near offices. So if you think, oh, well, I work on Sheikh Zayed, there won't be one. There is, I work in downtown, there can't be one. There is, I work in TECOM. They're actually pretty much everywhere. It just might be that you didn't notice them. So have a look for the fridges. Get a few bits and pieces if you can, and then look out for them.
And if I only have money, is that okay? Could I give that to a coordinator, or do you really want to accept just food?
It's food products. Really. And it's
or water or juice.
Yeah, water or juice. Mm-hmm. The most popular things that we found for our fridge, because we were sampling to live people and they were giving us direct feedback. Oranges are absolutely the most popular fruit, because I guess they're juicy, they're tasty. If you've been working outside, they're just a super, super thing to have. Bananas are also popular, but they don't last as long. So oranges were super popular. Little packets of biscuits, water, juices. Laban, everybody absolutely loves Laban. And we sometimes got corporate donations. So as a fridge manager, you would get a message saying, there's 1,000 Laban in Alcoz. If you can get there within 20 minutes and fill your car with it, you can take it for your fridge. So this is another great memory of ringing my husband in the middle of a meeting and saying, babe, are you going to get it? Am I going to get it? How are we going to get this lab up? We must get it. And just everyone just coming together.
So sometimes it could be if for whatever reason, maybe you have a car that you're the transportation, and that's a form of volunteering.
Yes. I mean, if you find a fridge in your area and it's attached to a house, for example, ring the bell. Ring the bell and say, hi, you know, I'd love to help your fridge. What do you need? I mean, this was the amazing thing. At the end of every day, we would give away everything we had. I mean, there were sometimes, you know, we were giving away our own fruit and veg just because it's a horrible feeling to say no to somebody.
And if somebody's breaking their fast, you couldn't imagine they're going empty-handed.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing worse. So if someone rings the bell and says, what can I bring next time? It was just fantastic. So we'd say, actually, okay, today we need noodles. Today we need oranges. So just speak to people. And also you get to meet people in your community, and there's a real, you know, there's a real value in that connection and feeling that, we're living testament to it, because our community, you cannot even walk or drive down our road without somebody waving at you or saying hello. I got stopped in Jumeirah a couple of weeks ago by one of the Burger King guys who was like, hi, Kelly. I was like, oh, hi, Zayed. So it changes your community. So ring the bell, knock on the door and ask what people need. And they'll be so happy to hear from you.
So you've brought a book, which I realize in the world of podcasts, people can't see this gorgeous, hardbound, colorful book. But maybe you can walk through the production of it and where it's going to go or where it's going to be seen.
Sure. So my husband is a photographer. So in between the sort of frantic handing out of the food and shaking the hands of people, he found time to just take some pictures. Now, please forgive my appearance in these pictures, because like I said, it's 50 degrees and I'd been handing out food for an hour. So this is our little fridge. You can see we're all together. All different nationalities, and these are the guys that are coming to collect the food.
There's so much color, so I would encourage people, could they find this a version of this online, or these photos?
We had these made just to give to our neighbours, just to have a nice memory and to say thank you for helping us. The images are online somewhere, and I can share the link with you.
And I love seeing people will hopefully get to see this as well. There's so many children involved, and as somebody who doesn't have children, but I have nieces and nephews, that sharing this example of helping others from an early age and making it just part of your life. There are literally kids everywhere, which is amazing.
Yeah, that was another great lesson, especially for children here who live a very, very blessed, privileged existence. You know, some of them, you know, they live in houses with swimming pools and they have the beautiful weather and they travel a lot. To actually see people face to face who haven't had a drink all day, who are out in the heat, it taught them about different religions. You know, the kids are asking questions, why are they fasting? Why are they hungry? And we were able to have these brilliant chats, and to get the kids handing out the food, the reactions from the people that came to see the kids was also beautiful. And the main thing, really, from looking back at these pictures is just the smiles. Everyone is smiling.
Everyone is smiling. There is no doubt. And your husband is very talented. And what's not to be happy about, I guess, to see a community come together on such, as you said, it's a very simple thing, to the act of giving food to someone else. But the coordination of it, I don't want to sell you short or any of the people, your neighbors that you've been involved with, because for 30 days to coordinate what would be, I'm sure, a growing group every day and to meet those expectations with smiles on everyone's faces, it's just beautiful.
Thank you. No, it was an amazing experience, and I won't lie, I mean, my husband and I both work full time, so when we realized we had 500 people a night coming, and I think on the last night we had 1,000, it was a bit frightening. Mainly because you don't want to disappoint anybody, because the first few nights we had to stop because we didn't have enough, and it just breaks your heart to say no to somebody. So that was when we both said, okay, we've got to do this and we've got to really mobilize everybody. We went onto our Instagram, we went onto Facebook, we asked friends, we asked colleagues. Thank you to all my friends and colleagues. I mean, even some of my lovely friends in the UK were sort of saying, like, we'll donate this. And everybody came together, and thank you to everybody that did, because you just can't do this on your own. And that's why we sort of say to people, have a look for a fridge in your area before you have a fridge yourself, because it is a huge, huge job. But it was absolutely worth it. And it's the best thing I've done, one of the best things I've ever done in my life, and definitely the best thing I've done in Dubai.
What are your adjectives as you look towards May? Are you excited?
Super. We are all, the whole neighborhood is super excited for Ramadan. I have actually found a Ramadan countdown timer on the internet. Love it. So I could tell you probably if I check it, what, how many days we've got to go. Everyone is super excited. We can't wait. We're planning ahead. We're already thinking about when the offers come up in the co-op, yeah, and what can we buy, and how can we ask our gorgeous network of friends and colleagues to support us, so that we can do it again and you know, make it the best that it can be again. I've always loved Ramadan in Dubai. It's always just felt like a very special time. And this project obviously just made it even more special for us, and we can't wait to do it again.
And that's what Kelly keeps coming back to, the people in the community who work together to make this happen.
People, I do believe, at their heart, at their centre, are good and they want to help. If you give them a means to do that, a vehicle to do that, then they jump on it. We saw it. It was literally every single day was proof of it. Every single day we thought we weren't going to be able to do the next night, you know, we asked for help. And help came every single time. There was never a night that we didn't feed all these people. So people want to help. They just need a vehicle. And this is what it gives them.
You've been listening to CSR of One with me, Courtney Brandt. This episode was produced by Chirag Desai. It's our hope everyone gets involved and at least gives back by donating to the fridges this Ramadan. And to everyone celebrating this holy month, Ramadan Kareem. Look up at RamadanFridgesDXB on Instagram, or you can find links in our show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, tell your friends about us. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.